Hello, this is a Fringe Review podcast with me, Donald Stewart, and I am here at St George's School in Edinburgh at the rehearsals for Rabbi, a new musical and written by Andrew Dalmeyer that will be at the Space at Surgeons Hall from the 17th for a full week, running at 5:45 for 1 hour. And rehearsals have been going particularly well, and I'm joined by Matthew McVeigh, the director of this brand new musical, who's with me to talk through the process. Now, Matthew, can you talk me round how your cast of 22, 12 to 19-year-olds were recruited?
We were recruited through many different schools coming from the public and the private sector. So it's a group of 12 to 19-year-olds from many different backgrounds that have all come together to try and put on one show for a whole week during the Fringe. So it's been quite difficult, but at the same time, we've all managed to mesh together, and it's going very well.
So, and you only met together, the cast and yourself, for the first time at the beginning of this process, which would be, we hope, Monday?
Yes. A few of us obviously knew each other before. However, most of us met for the first time on Monday.
On Monday, and within 7 days, you will be in your very first Fringe show.
Yes.
Fantastic. So, in terms of the process, the play written by Andrew Dalmeyer.
Correct.
Now, I read that Andrew was not particularly not keen in doing a musical. He didn't think that he would probably get away with doing something like this. How has the script turned out?
The script is great. The scenes are very limited. However, the songs managed to build it up quite a lot. We have had to cut the script down from 50 pages to 30 pages. So that we can fit it into 1 hour. However, it's filled with many of Rabbi Byrne's favourite songs and all the ones that he's written, as well as some scenes which give you a lot of background behind his life.
So Rabbi Byrne's and a 12-year-old doesn't seem to be a particular mix that you would pop off the top of your head. How have they taken to the life of Byrne's?
Very well. I was very worried about this. However, the cast seem to have managed to relate to Rabbi a lot more than I thought. They really enjoy his music and the poems behind it, and they're managing to recite quite a lot of the poems off my heart in a matter of days it's been.
Wow. So, and you were telling me earlier on that you're now ahead of schedule in terms of the rehearsals. Are you putting it together with them contributing to the process, or is it something that you've had to take a very firm sort of hand with?
No, this play is all about them. Although I'm directing it, it's their play. They are the cast. They are going to be on stage for the whole time. So it's all their opinions and ideas at the same time as making sure that it looks well on stage.
Fantastic. So we have 12 to 19-year-olds. I'm here in St George's School. Who's the musical director that you've got involved in it?
Musical director is Peter Thompson, the head of music here at St George's. And he's done a fantastic job trying to get everything together, making sure that the music is on point and everyone is contributing.
Fantastic. And in terms of the process, once it's all done, is this an annual thing that you've been doing, or is it something that now will come to an end Sunday night, you'll pack up, say your Cheerios, and everybody will wander off into the sunset?
No, I think we want to continue this. The Third Degree Theatre Company, we do want to continue this and maybe try and do this for a few years. The cast are great, so I'd love for them to come back next year and maybe even continue with this show in the future. However, we'll see what time will tell.
So, Monday night, the opening night, have you been to see the venue?
Yes, I went yesterday. That's the first time I've seen the venue, and it's a bit different than I expected. However, we'll manage.
Okay, and has that brought any kind of technical difficulties for you?
A few. The audience, the positioning of the audience is very different than I thought. So we've had to make a few changes to how the scenes will be laid out, as well as the entrances and exits, which are a bit different in positioning from where the plan stated. So it will be a bit different. However, I have 100% faith in the cast to make sure that it goes to plan.
And how many tickets per night have you got to sell?
We have 120 tickets to sell each night. However, a few of these will be placed on the half-price hut, and some will be also in the Fringe box office.
Good. And homegrown, and it's all people from Edinburgh who are involved, so you'll hope that there'll be a bit of a turnout and support from people in the locality.
Yes, of course. We have lots of families coming from the cast, And we hope that many throughout Edinburgh who have a joy of Robbie Burns also come along.
Okay, and remind us again, where is it, when is it, and when do you start?
The production begins at the Surgeons Hall, the Space UK, at 5:45 until 6:45 on the 17th of August until the 23rd of August.
Thank you very much.